Ek wil eindelijk vir oggend begin, want die nuwe kwartaal het vir my begin, ek weet nou nog nie vir allemaal begin nie, maar die tweede van die helfte van die jaar is op ons, and I slowly want to start and share for this next wat die Here eindelijk op ons allemaal se harte lankal geleë het. Ek wil ons net herinner daaraan vir oggend, and next Sunday I will continue with the same theme. Soos wat meeste van julle weet, ons as 'n gemeente vas elke 6 maande saam met die groter Shofar groep. We are fasting for 3 days, trusting God to show us what is the specific season that we are in our congregation as a movement or as a church, and where God wants to take us, what is on his heart now for us. And from next week, Monday, Tuesday, not this coming Monday, but the next one, I think it's August somewhere, 4th or something, we will be fasting as a congregation together as well for 3 days, trusting God to speak to us and show us where he wants to take us as a congregation in the next 6 months. Miskien wil ek 'n tree teruggee en sê, en julle herinner, wat het die Here vir ons in die begin van die jaar gesê, toe ons saam gevas en gebid het, al die woord wat allemaal gehoor het en ingestuur het, en wat hulle voel wat die Here op hulle hart gelê het. And as elders, we came together with that word, and we prayed together for an evening, and shared, and we put it down on basically in four main points. So, and that is what we heard in the beginning of the year from God. Loving one another. There's no use reaching out to people, inviting them to the church, if what they are looking for, they won't find in the church. So God wants to cement us, and he's still busy with that. And God has done it over the last 6 months. We have grown in this as a church, to love one another. We're not there yet. God will continue to do that. But that's the first thing that God said to us beginning of the year. We truly should love one another. Ek dink sommer net, en hierdie is nie iets wat wow is nie. Die scriptures teach it. John 13, John 17, Matthew 22, the greatest commandment. Love God and love one another. It's equal. Dit sê in John 13, hieraan sal julle geken word, dat julle my disippels is, dat julle mekaar lief het. So dis nie iets buite kan die woord nie, die Here kom stres dit net weer vir ons. We need to grow in this, and we need to focus on this. En John 17 sê, nog erger, hulle sal weet dat ek die seun van God is, wanneer julle mekaar lief het, soos julle dit moet doen. So dit is seker die belangrikste punt wat ons in gegroei het hierdie jaar. The second was God will say that the congregation cannot be used by God to expand his kingdom if we're not a congregation of prayer. As ons nie tot gebed, as 'n gemeente groei nie. We need to be equipped as the saints. All of us has to be equipped for the work of the ministry. And then lastly, and I think with our last elders meeting, there was a question by one of us. So what about the lost? Are we reaching out? Are we focused externally enough? Or is it just like a warm and warm hier tussen ons, and that's good enough. So, and we know that is God's heart. He gave it as a commandment when he left us in Matthew 28. So, nothing new, but dit was wat die Here vir ons gedeel het in die begin van die jaar, en ek weet nie van julle nie, my, as ek my eie gevoel moet uitspreek oor is, we don't need much new words, but God still have to do a lot in these four areas in our congregation. But we will trust God to speak to us again. We will be open that he may speak to us in any way this coming fast, 3-day fast next week. So, but dit is wat die Here vir ons gesê het, en ek wil vanoggend sommer 'n bietjie deel waarna toe ek ervaar wat die Here met ons op pad is, en wat die Here besig is om te doen, en ag, en eintlik net twee gedagtes by julle rondom dit los. Ek dink, love and go is met die volgende slide, you can just quickly put it up, that's the scriptures that I quoted quickly. We know that Matthew 28 is a commandment. I think the other one that I had was from 2 Timothy 2, wat die Here ons uitstuur. Nou, die realiteit is, ons weet dit, But sometimes, myself, I'm missing it. This will not happen without resistance. Het gaat niet vanzelf gebeuren. There is a fight for this. It will not happen easily. We need breakthrough. We need God to provide us with that breakthrough. So, ek wil ons sê, iets wat ek in hierdie vakantie sommer net, wat die Here met my, ek het so goed gegaan voor die vakantie met my scripture reading, met die lees van die woord en tyd in die woord, en dan kom die vakantie en dink jy, ek het nou nog meer tyd. Ja, maar ek gesukkel hierdie vakantie, om te hou by dit wat ek vir my voorgeneem het, om te lees oor die vakantie. En wat ek ervaar het in dit is, there's a fight to prevent me from reading the scriptures. And we sometimes think that we will be able to do it without a fight, without breakthrough. And there's a spiritual, if we haven't got God helping us reading the scriptures, we won't be reading the scriptures. In ons eie krag gaan ons dit nie reg kry nie. En ek het in hierdie vakansie ervaar hoe dat dit 'n geveg is, 'n geestelike geveg is, om tyd in die woord en tyd in gebed te spandeer. So, daar's 'n geestelike geveg om dit wat die Here vir ons gesê het, hy wil doen in ons gemeente, is daar 'n geestelike geveg. And maybe just a few scriptures on that. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are from God and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. 1 John 5:19. So, al kom ek die skrif opsit, as ons moet onthou dat wanneer ons God se koninkryk wil extend, want dit is wat die Here vir ons wys, to grow God's kingdom, we need to take ground from the enemy. It will not happen without resistance. It will not happen without a fight. En ek voel dat die Here spesifiek in die begin vir ons daai vier punte gegee het, en eintlik 'n deel van die punte is not taking the ground, but ways how to take it. And God wants to is cemented love amongst us in the first half of the year, and he wants us to apply those tools, those ways to take the new ground. En ek voel dit is wat die Here vir ons kom deel vanoggend is in volgende week is daar's die vyand staan nie sy grondgebied sonder 'n geveg af nie. It will not happen without a fight. And we need, en ek dink dit is waar dit vir my ook inkom om te besef, without God and without His Spirit, our helper, we will not take that ground. Ons sal dit nie vat nie. I won't be able to read the scriptures. Ek sal miskien dit reg kry om die scriptures te read, om want die Bybel, die vyand mind nie as ek die Bybel lees, om van 'n skuldige gewete ontslae te raak nie. That's not what God intended when you read the scriptures. Julle hoor, ek gee nie om dat ek het net lees om van 'n skuldige gewete ontslae te raak nie. Because that actually means nothing. But to read and to see and to hear, he doesn't want that. And he wants to prevent it. And without God's Spirit, I will not be able. So, miskien net om Karen se woord van vanoggend ook by te bring, is, it is a struggle and there is a fight to take the ground for the kingdom of God, and there's two reasons for it. And the first is the scripture that I just read from 1 John 5. It's the enemy that's resisting us. It's an outside force and the devil that wants to prevent us from taking ground for the kingdom of God. But there's a second, and ek wil nou nie vanoggend daaroor praat nie, maar Karen lees dit toe. It is your own sinfulness on your inside. So there's an outside force and an inside force working against taking the kingdom for God. And if we're not aware of those two forces working in our lives, we will not be able to take the ground for the kingdom of God. Efesiërs, almal van ons ken die skrifgedeelte uit Efesiërs 6 vers 12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. So as ons die koninkryk, as we are reaching out, as we are growing in loving one another, it will be resisted by the enemy, by the evil forces of this present age. So be aware of that. know about that. En ek gaan dit nie vir oggend lees nie, maar ons meeste van ons ken die storie en skryf die skrif neer, gaan lees vanaand as 'n gesin saam Daniël 10 vanaf vers 1 tot 14. En ons ken die gedeelte waar Daniël gebid en gevas het vir 21 dae lank en op die ou end kry hy die visioen dat van die begin af was God op pad om hom te kom help. But there was evil forces resisting that breakthrough om deur te kom. So gaan lees dit, vra vir die Here om in jou 'n werk te doen rondom vas en gebed. Because we need to prepare for fasting and prayer next week. En ek persoonlik voel waar die Here met my is. Ek het nog 'n Miranda gedeel hier, so miskien gaan sy saam of nie, res van die gemeente. I want to fast one after next week. I want to fast one day a week until I feel God releases me from that. En ek voel dat daar ergens 'n groter commitment aan vas en gebed moet kom. En as jy my vra, hoekom, as ek in my eie lewe moet kyk, wat doen vas en gebed? Dit help my om te fokus. It helps me to become single-minded. It helps me to die to self. It helps me to hear God. It helps me to have victory over sin. It's just a quick fruit that I can think of in my own life. And I can see God working more powerful in my life and around me as I fast and pray and consecrate myself to God. So ek voel die Here roep ons as gemeente, maar dit is iets wat elkeen vir homself met die Here moet uitmaak, and I hope that in this week and in the next 3 days as we fast together next week, that God will work in us as individuals to continue with some sort of commitment to fasting and prayer. Ek dink dit gaan nie vir my net oor die vas nie, maar dat ons ook as gemeente met 'n groter toegewydheid in gebedtyd sal spandeer. Dat die Here ons sal leer. Ek dink John Yip se sermon on, I think it was the 25th of June that he was here, I can't remember the exact date, the last Sunday of the quarter, en sy hele 'n groot deel van sy sermon was, God change our prayer life for the lost, for the expansion of your kingdom. Laat ek nie self gesentreerd bid nie, maar na buitentoe gesentreerd bid. And I think over the holiday, Anshin continued with that. Rian, he had a sermon on in our workplace, and dit is wat John Yip ook met ons oor gepraat het, is don't try to add something. Ons lewens is so vol soos dit kan kom. Where we are, how can God use us as we work, as we have family time, as we have maybe recreational time. Some of us don't even have time for that. So, ek dink die Here is besig om met ons te praat oor gebed en vas, en ek sien dit in hoe die woord wat gekom het oor hierdie tyd. And we will pick up on the words over the holiday time and maybe bring some of it back in the coming quarter to hear what God was saying and is saying to us. Ek dink sommer net aan Efesiërs 6 wat aangaan in vers 18 en 19. Ek lees dit vir julle. Praying at all times in the spirit with all prayer and supplication, to that end keep alert with all perseverance. Sjoe, en ek was die vakansie bevoorreg, ek het Christen het hokkie gespeel daar in Bloemfontein, en daar vanaf het ons so daar deur die Suid-Vrystaat, deur van die dorpies gery in die Oos-Kaap, Middelburg, en weer teruggekom, en so die Here het my hart aangeraak vir ons land wat desperaat is, vir ons land wat opgegee het. Sjoe. En ek wil ons gemeente opgee, ek dink daar is vir my geen groter desperaatheid as wanneer mense opgegee het nie. En daarom moedig die woord ons gereeld aan, to persevere, om vol te hou, om aan te hou, and to trust God. And so, with all prayer, to that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints, and also for me, that words may be given to me in opening my mouth boldly to proclaim the mystery of the gospel. So hierdie skrifgedeelte, Efesiërs 6 vers 18 en 9, sluit eintlik so mooi aan by daai skrifgedeelte wat John gelees het. dat die Here vir ons wysheid sal gee hoe om op te tree in elke situasie. 'N Deur sal oopmaak. Vir ons wysheid sal gee hoe om uit te reik in ons werkplek, in ons familie, in die omgewing waar ons bly. In Lukas 18 wat ook gaan oor gebed en dit gaan daaroor dat gebed is 'n teken van geloof. Kan ek dit herhaal? Gebed is 'n teken van geloof. We trust God. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. We're trusting God for the breakthrough, for the change in our lives and for the lives around us. Was vir my so mooi toe ons vanoggend sing God is the author of salvation. That should give you faith to pray to Him for salvation. We can trust God to save anyone. Anyone. He's the author of it. En so Lukas 18 vers 1 and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not lose heart. Again, praying and not lose heart. En omdat hierdie grondgebied nie van self gaan kom nie, we need to continue in prayer. Ons moet aanhou en nie mismoedig raak nie. Ek het sommer in die tyd wat ek terug is, praat ek met iemand op die telefoon en ek kyk agterna en dit klink vir my, wat ek vir hom gesê het, klink baie soos losing heart. And God just said to me, hey man, this sounds like you're thinking of giving up. And what I said is, If we don't have this breakthrough of really reaching out to our community, and we do, I think we all can say to one another, we do reach out. But I think God wants to improve that. God wants to increase that. He wants to grow it. En ek sê vir die persoon, as dit nie gebeur nie, I'm failing in a way as in leading this congregation. I think eldership has to see that happen. And this next season, we need to see this breakthrough. And my woorde is to us, as dit nie gebeur nie, I think we need someone else to lead. En na die tyd toe ek weer oor dit dink, sê ek, Here sê, dit klink soos klein gelowig wees, dit klink soos opgee. Don't do that, man. I want to work through this congregation. I want to work through you. Have faith, persevere, en hou aan. So ek wil ons vanoggend kom aanmoedig om tyd in gebed te maak. We can share so many scriptures on prayer, but I'm not going there this morning any further. Maybe if you want to write it down, Luke 21:36, Romans 12:12. We've got Ephesians 6:18, Colossians 4, verse 2 and 1. Sorry, verse 2. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, and Luke 11:5-9. Ek het te vinnig gelees. Excuse. Beginning Luke 21:36 and Romans 12:12, Ephesians 6:18 and Colossense 4:2 and 1 Thessalonicense 5:17 and Lucas 11:5-9. The whole scripture, God is, and the apostles is encouraging us not to lose heart, but to keep on praying, trusting God. In our own strength, we will not accomplish what God has shown us. It is prayer, prayer, and prayer again. And I think fasting enhances our prayer. Can we say it like that? Is you okay with that? Fasting enhances prayer. It is us that is changed that when we pray. Circumstances change when we pray. Miskien het ek, ek kan nie onthou nie, twee of drie skrifte waarmee ek wil afsluit om ons te bemoedig. Ek het baie daai laaste ruk het ek baie bemoediging nodig. There is a fight. We need to take ground that is belonging to the enemy. But there's good news. And I want to read a few scriptures of the good news that should encourage you to pray and to trust God for taking that ground. Kom ons lees hulle. 1 John 4:4. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. And that should encourage you to pray with confidence and with faith. Want God wat in ons is, is groter as die een wat teen ons is. John 16:33, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Jesus has won the victory when he was raised from the death. Mag het ons moed gee, en dit is precies wat John hier skryf, but take heart, dit beteken, wees moedig, moenie opgee nie. Wees oortuig dat die oorwinning en die deurbraak sal kom. Maybe the last one that I needed to hear again, Romans 8:23. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. The Spirit Himself intercedes. As ek 'n mooi voorbeeld hiervan sommer prakties kan gebruik, ek weet nie of met jou ook gebeur het, jy wag lank by 'n parkeerplek om nou in te trek waar iemand besig is om uit te trek. En net voor jy kan intrek, kom hier 'n ander ou en hy jag, en hy trek daar aan. Wat met jou gebeur? En jy dink, liewe heugend, ek kan nie sien my flikkerlig is aan nie, ek staan hier, staan en wag vir die parkeerterrein. En iemand anders sien dit gebeur, en hy spring uit en hy gaan sê hierdie ou, hy sê, jy kan nie intrek, daar staan iemand anders al lank al staan en wag om hier in te trek. Pull out. It's not your place this. En daai prentjie is vir my iets van wat die Heilige Gees doen. On our behalf, he intercedes for us. It should encourage you. As ons nie weet hoe om te bid nie, as ons moeg is om te bid, dan weet ons that the Spirit still intercedes for us, who has been saved by God, and where His Spirit indwells in us. Die Heilige Gees tree vir ons in en bid vir ons. Vertrou God oor die volgende week om jou voor te berei, om saam te vas en te bid vir wat die Here se wil en se doel vir ons as gemeente is in hierdie omgewing. Miskien ook ontvang jy woord vir die groter shofar, maar dit wat die Here in die geestelike geveg vir ons wil kom sê as gemeente, to take us forward. Ek wil jou herinner, van buite is daar die vijand en van binne jou eie sondigheid. And that makes us dependent upon God, otherwise we're not going anywhere. Om lief te hê en uit te gaan, gebeur nie sonder 'n geveg nie. Om toegerus te word, gebeur nie sonder 'n geveg nie. Om te bid, gebeur nie sonder 'n geveg nie. We even need God and the Spirit to help us to pray. On our own, we're not able to pray a powerful prayer. Laat ons vas en bid vir deurbraak en weet dat die Heilige Gees vir elkeen van ons intree en dat die een tot wie ons bid die vijand reeds verslaan het. There's enough good news to take heart this morning. En ek weet nie van julle nie, baie keer as ek so terugkom van vakansie af of na die skoolvakansie, is ek nou eintlik nog nie lus vir die nuwe kwartaal nie. But as God was working with me for this word and encouraging me and showing me again what he wants to do and what he has done in the past, and as I was encouraged by the word, spending time in the word, spending time in prayer, I'm excited about this quarter. I'm excited about what God wants to do through us and in us in the next quarter. En ek glo regtig ons gemeente is by 'n plek waar die seisoen gaan verander van hoe ons effektief gaan uitreik rondom ons. Dit is op die Here se hart, voel ek, en wanneer ons toelaat dat hy in ons werk, gaan hy dit accomplish. He will accomplish it through us, not us. He will do it.